The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a feel-good story for you here.
Please.
People are really obsessed with getting degrees, their education and getting their degree. Mm. It's, you know, it's just like, I'm not trying to embarrass him or anything. Like, Snow Cone, he dropped out. Snow Cone thinks that I'm making fun of him when I say that he dropped out, but I always say, I mean it. I think it's kind of badass. Like, if you're the guy that dropped out of school, like, it's kind of badass. You dropped out.
I dropped out of high school, yeah. I'm a high school dropout.
But then you ended up getting your...
I did go back to college and everything.
So, you know, it's a little different. I don't know if Snow Cone, maybe Snow Cone did that too. I'm actually not sure. But, I mean, the last time that this came up, he thought that I was making fun of him. I really wasn't. I feel like dropping out of high school sounds kind of bad. Now, look, if you are on your parents' couch and you're 40, then saying, yeah, I'm a high school dropout might not sound as cool. I don't know. But if you've got a job...
You're driving around in a car with a busted out back.
That's right. If you have a job...
That your sister-in-law gave you.
You know, if you're meeting girls and you got a job, whatever, then I feel like, you know, you kind of sound like a rebel.
Life is good,
you're the dropout.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I do need to rethink this. But there's a woman who did not get her degree. You know why?
Because she got pregnant.
Because she dropped out of school because...
She got knocked up.
No, because World War II was happening, and her family needed money during the war. I don't know what the war had to do with it, but it was during the war, and she needed to leave. All it says is that she needed to leave school to help her family during the war. She had to go get a job. Just says she had to get a job. They must have been on hard times. Maybe dad was off overseas, and mom didn't have enough money. So this girl, this woman now, obviously, she dropped out so she could go get a job. So I guess it's always bothered her that she does not have a diploma. So a few days ago, she thinks she's going out to dinner with some friends because, hey, you know, we should go out, we should go eat. Friends and family are going to take her out, and they're on their way, and that's where she thinks she's going. But then they end up not going there. They end up going to a surprise ceremony where they give, by the way, she's 99 years old now. Mm. They give this 99-year-old woman a high school diploma.
But she didn't earn it.
But she didn't finish school. That's my thing. And I had to triple check to make sure. And then I finally found out. No, she did not finish school.
So Georgia McGarry would have been a graduate of a class of 1944. She had to leave school. And she started working at a pharmacy because she needed to help her family during the war. Still, even as the years passed, McGarry really, she wanted to graduate. Georgia says she's truly grateful that her friends and family were there. They got to watch that dream come true.
But she didn't graduate.
You didn't graduate, lady. And by the way, you don't have anything to be embarrassed about. There was a war. Your family needed money. You've lived in 99. It seems like you're doing okay.
But like just because your family said they took you to Applebee's and instead took you to some party where they handed you a fake diploma.
Well, so get this. Tell me how fake this is.
It's not real.
Tell me how fake this is. Because I think if you didn't go back and finish getting your education, then it's not real. It's like being an honorary member of something, an honorary degree.
An honorary doctorate.
Yeah, an honorary doctorate.
An honorary doctorate in broadcasting.
Sure.
From Avila University. I would enjoy that.
Right.
But it doesn't mean I went there.
Well, so they're counting this as a real degree because in Ohio...
Quite the ambassador.
You would be. Someone will offer it. At some point, someone will offer it. But in Ohio, that crap hole state, they have some sort of revised code. It doesn't say law, just revised code, which allows people who left school to join the workforce during the war, specifically, to be awarded degrees.
Hmm.
Why? It doesn't really say.
Well, I left school.
Right. And you went to war. You went to war. Yeah,
so why don't you just give me something?
Right.
Does it matter what war?
Well, yeah. They're talking about World War II, it would appear. But I want to make sure that this woman knows that it's not a real degree.
You want to make sure?
Yes.
You want to call her?
I want to call her and tell her.
Well, here's the thing. She knows.
I think
so,
she
look,
does.
She knows. She's 99, and if what they say is true, that it's always bothered her that she didn't get her high school diploma, then she knows that they just gave you a piece of paper.
Her biggest regret in life, I think.
Yeah, you didn't earn it. You didn't earn it.
She has to know.
You earned a lot of stuff, and congratulations. Sounds like you're a very nice lady. And you went through a lot, and, you know, you're a patriot. But you don't have a high school diploma.
You don't. You have a document, but it's fraudulent.
Well, no, you got one. They gave it to you, but you didn't earn it.
You didn't earn it. That's it.
You didn't earn it.
It's hollow. It's a hollow document, and you know it. And the other thing is, like, if you said, hey, you know what, we're going to let these people take some sort of test.
She got not even, people are saying a participation award, not even. She didn't participate.
She didn't finish participating. No. And if they'd said, we're going to let you take a test, like a GED test, and instead of getting a GED, we'll give you the high school diploma because you had to leave because your family was poor during the war, and this is Ohio, okay, but she didn't take a test. And I think the reason they didn't make her take a test is because
she wouldn't pass it.
She wouldn't pass it, and she probably knows.
Look,
I couldn't pass a GED test right now. There's no way.
Yeah, you could.
I could?
I took it.
The math section
it's
and stuff?
Super
I don't think
easy.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did it as well. It's,
really?
Yeah.
You
like,
think
I was
now
a bad student, and then I went and took it, and it was like, the first day was like review, and I was like, okay.
Isn't it like a writing section and math and all that?
Yes, there's an essay. Yes, it's really easy.
That's what we had to go. We're supposed to go, and on the first day, they give you like a half version of it to see like what you need help with. Over the next month, they're going to focus on these things.
Yeah.
And I took that half one. They're like, you can just take the real one tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Yep.
So like the next day. And
yep, that's exactly
well,
what
that's
I did.
And
thing.
I wasn't a good student, so.
So they're just like, hey, you know, we'll just give you the GED as long as you try and take the test.
No, but I think like in order. I think you, of normal competency, I'm not saying you're smart. I'm not saying I'm smart or Snowgun's smart. We're saying we both took the GED and we're of normal competency.
Right.
You can pass it.
For
okay.
sure.
It's but, not the ACT.
Yeah.
The
okay.
GED
That's what
is
I
not the ACT.
I'm imagining the ACT.
No.
brilliant kid by any means.
Right.
Okay, so could this 99-year-old broad get it done?
Well, I don't know anything about her.
Well, I'm just saying,
99,
like,
I don't know.
Can she? You think she could do high school math type stuff? She seems, I mean, she's old, but, you know, she can still talk.
I don't know
talk
what math looks like now.
Right, I mean,
and whatever she has to do, but yes, I would think, I don't know her, but I would say you could pass it right now and you don't think you can. I promise you could sit down and pass the GED. Me and Snowcone both took it.
Well, why is this her biggest regret anyway? Why is she hung up on a high school diploma? Didn't she know that the high school diploma, that I mean, she could have got a GED. If it was bothering you that much, she could have got a GED, but she didn't.
She could have
I don't
some
read that she did.
Got it.
Right, or she could have finished it maybe. But if she didn't get a GED, because nowhere does it say that she got a GED, then I got to think that she decided that a GED wasn't, pardon the pun, good enough for her. She wanted the actual diploma from her high school, and there was no way to get it. You know why? Because she didn't finish school.
Right.
That's why. So then to just give her this diploma and say, surprise, we gave you this diploma. And also because of a revised Ohio code that allows students who joined the workforce during the war, this just sounds like something they made up for her. Right?
Well, not even that, just jingoistic nonsense.
It's not a real diploma.
But no one cares. Here's the thing. I don't care that she got it. I don't care that Ohio gives it to her.
But it's not really
don't
a feel-good story.
She knows.
It's not really a feel-good story. She knows it's not
She
real.
Knows.
Exactly. So she doesn't actually feel good. What is she going to tell these cameras? Like, well, this isn't what I regretted. I didn't regret not having a diploma that didn't
and even
mean
if she does,
that
even
it
if she,
out.
Right. And even if she does, or even if she does feel good about it, she still knows.
She knows.
You know, you didn't do it. You didn't do anything for it.
I hope she knows.
She knows.
That's my thing.
Well,
I hope she knows.
What's her name?
I hope she knows. What is her first name? Man, she is
Francis
so old. Marie. Mm. I think Marie. She's an older lady. I don't need to call her. She's about to turn 100. I don't need to call her probably and crap on her parade if she is feeling
well,
good
why
about
you should
this.
Let her know.
I just hope that she knows. I hope the media knows. And I want to make it clear that we, as members of the media, won't participate.
We know,
and we're not participating in this, hey, I got a feel-good story for you.
No, look, she got a degree.
It's a depressing story, if anything, that she was this hung up on.
I want an honorary degree, though.
Sure. Honorary degree, I'd like to be honorary member of some fraternities. I'd like to be any honorary thing
William
you can hand
Jordan
out.
Listening?
Yeah, what do you want? You want an honorary doctorate? Is that what you said? I'll take an honorary, what's the other one? Bachelor's, what's before bachelor's? Can I get an honorary two-year degree? Yeah, associate's degree? I could probably get an honorary one of those, right? Like an honorary trade school degree? He's an honorary HVAC guy? I'll take whatever you got.
Broadcasting degrees. They should give us honorary broadcasting degrees.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Broadcasting is a real thing?
Yeah.
For TV, though, right?
Well, people get their degree in broadcast journalism.
Oh, yeah, there's people in radio who've done that. But why do they do that?
I don't know, but we should get honorary degrees for it.
Park
University?
Sure.
What do they teach?
The Park Pirates?
There's a bunch of them.
They teach you how to, like
talk on the
stuff?
Radio, you dumbass.
I should have gone there. I should have taken some of those. You didn't take any, did you?
Yeah,
you skipped straight to teaching.
Yeah,
I know. You skipped straight to teaching. So why do you need an honorary broadcast degree?
Well, I'd like
you're a broadcast
like
professor.
A doctorate.
Okay, PhD. I got you.
Doctorate in broadcast.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Oh, I know tonight you're going to be watching the Chiefs game.
It wasn't true.
Money on
it.
What's not true?
People pull a fast one on us.
He's not the tow truck driver?
Twitch.tv/ChurchLive.
Wait, makes way more sense. I feel like you would have said something about that by now.
Yeah, no.
It would have gotten brought up. And I can't imagine that anyone listened then and still listens now. It's just, I feel like...
But he is the guy that came and changed our oil.
It doesn't matter now.
Yeah.
Story's ruined.
Yeah, it's not him. He doesn't have any insight.
No.
I know you're watching the game tonight.
I can't find her on Facebook. I can't find her.
I don't know her last name. I could try and help you. I could maybe find him. Oh, he doesn't have social media.
Why?
I don't know. He just wasn't on it.
He's a bitch? Like married your ex-girlfriend?
No, I think some people my age just felt like they were kind of at a cusp or whether or not they were going to have social media. Facebook, I mean, I know everyone's grandparents ended up getting on Facebook, so... But I just don't think he had one. Maybe he did and he got rid of it, or he just blocked me. I'm not sure.
We guys were friends and he started dating your ex-girlfriend. It's a little weak. That's weak sauce.
It was extra weak, though. Okay, like, think of a scenario where you go, oh, man, that hurts. It wasn't that. I'm great, go date him, that's fine. I wasn't heartbroken about it. I'm not trying to be callous here or anything, but that wasn't it. It was that the friendship between he and I then was severed because... He basically had to take this side, side, that was, hey, you treated her like crap and you broke up with her on the radio, which I'm like, I don't think I did. But,
well, you did.
Let's say that I did. He had to take her side no matter what.
You cheated on her on the radio, too.
Oh, yeah. More than once, though.
Right. Yeah.
That
she
was
found
before,
out about it on the radio.
Yeah, that was before we broke up. But I said I lost him as a friend. That's what hurt.
Oh, it hurts losing him as a friend?
Yes.
Because that was a doorknob.
He was not.
He was.
First of all, he was cool.
Him
nice
and his
guy.
Buddy, the theology guy. But I don't like either one of them.
I liked both those guys. But he also worked for... I don't want to give too much away, but he could get me amazing deals
on
high-end electronic stuff. And like, if you just needed regular stuff, like component cables and all, he'd just give it to you. I mean, we're talking about serious discounts. Like, he would tell me if there was, hey, at the warehouse, there is a, subwoofer for your house, right? It's in a box, and no one knows that it's here. It's unclaimed on the sheet, or we've got one too many. Do you want it? That sort of thing. And you could come down there, and he could maybe... give you something for free or just give you extreme discounts. I lost that hookup. That's a hookup I've never been able to replace. Mm. I've never found someone who's like, oh, I'll be your electronics person. I'll get you TVs for a fraction of the price.
What about the striped pantyhose?
What about her? They got married and had kids. That's not what I was worried about. Yeah, I don't remember the striped pantyhose, but I believe you. But
that's all I remember about her. Like, I can't even picture her face. I can just picture her in heels and striped black and white pantyhose. And you saying, I don't like the striped pantyhose.
I remember her wearing ones that looked like, like a doily. They had pattern on them. Mm-hmm. I remember that, I probably could see myself saying, that's not really my thing. But I don't remember the stripes, unfortunately. I'm trying to picture them, and I can't.
Big fan.
Yeah. Well, I'll try and find her for you. Maybe I'm friends with her on one of these things and didn't even know it. I don't know.
She could be divorced.
She could be divorced. Yeah, she has kids.
That'd be great.
Yeah, because that's good, right? When you have kids and you're divorced, you want the person to have kids because then it's like an equal.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to date a woman with kids.
Oh, I'm like saying I thought you did.
Pool of guys who are looking for you are slim.
Well, guys
you
with
better
kids.
Be real hot. Women will date dudes with kids all day. Guys ain't looking for a woman with kids. You know that.
Okay, well, if they're hot, I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
Where guys out-bat their coverage because she's hot.
Right.
And, and they have kids. But usually it's because both person has kids and they're not.
Yeah.
I've got a kid.
As a guy with kids, you can date women without kids.
Yeah.
Every time.
Saying.
But as a woman with kids,
I'm actually kind of surprised by
that. Small.
I would have thought that women were that. I know women are much more open-minded about who they date than men.
Sure.
And they like personality and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just about looks. So I'm. Been told, but
well,
I didn't know anything about kids. I guess I would have thought that maybe that would be one area where women were kind of in the same boat as men.
No.
Like, no, I don't want to date someone who has kids because
no.
I want to have kids and I don't want to be a stepmom or I don't want to be a.
Okay. Women are much more open minded, but yeah, women. And look, I'm telling you, single women, you know this. Single women with kids, you know this. I'm not lying to you. My lawyer told it to me. She said, when you get divorced, your life is going to get exponentially better. You're going to start dating people. Your life will move on. Things will be cool. For women, it gets, and she was divorced, will get exponentially worse.
Why?
Because guys don't want to date you. Like, there's not a lot of things to do.
Oh, come on. The guys who have kids, if you are...
I don't want to date someone with more kids.
Well, it's not...
I can barely take care of my own.
What's dating mean anyway? Yeah, okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, from women, I'm just telling you. Snowcone, your dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're single and you have a kid.
Uh-huh.
You're not a single dad, but you're single and you have a kid. I like to stress that.
Correct.
Because there are a lot of women who, like, you know, get child support. I'm just saying.
It could be
men, too. But men don't usually say, I'm a single dad. Women sometimes say, I'm a single mom.
Yep.
But they have their kids, like, 50% of the time, and they get child support. That doesn't make you a single mom. And I think that takes away from single moms.
Sure, that actually
Because there are single moms who have 7 days a week where the dad's a deadbeat jerk.
No
and isn't helping at all. That is completely different, right? But anyway, would you agree with me on what I just said? Women are more likely to date a dude with kids than a guy is who doesn't have kids to date a woman with kids.
He's not wrong.
I'm not.
So you meet women, would you say more of the women you meet are childless than the women who have kids?
I'm just saying if you meet them and you have a kid, they're like, oh, that's so cute, and they like it. They'll be like, oh, my God, you're such a good dad.
That encourages.
No dad is like, oh, my God, you're such a good mom.
Right.
Like, yeah. It just doesn't happen. Like, I don't know what it is, evolution or whatever, but no guy's like, oh, my God. I thought you were super nice, but now you're like a super good mom, and it really turns me on. Like, that doesn't happen. But for women without kids, like, oh, my God, I think it's so great. You're such a good dad. It's just a different world.
There are girls in the past year that I've dated that aren't mothers, but they love that I'm a dad.
Yep.
And then it's
a good dad. Yep.
A good dad. And it makes them feel like, I don't know, it gives you baby fever or whatever.
Right, yep.
I've heard of, like, guys who are alone with their kid at the grocery store or whatever, if they've got a baby with them or their toddler, that women can be attracted to that. That they're more, they feel disarmed or whatever, because they'll come over and more likely to come over and talk to you or say, what's the kid's name or whatever, and they're attracted to
that. I don't know about all that. That's grocery store stuff, I don't know. What I am telling you is if you meet a woman and you're at a bar and you're a guy and she's like and you ask her out on a date and then she says what are you doing this weekend and you say I can't do anything this weekend, I have my kids this weekend, she is not immediately like, oh no, I'm out.
No.
Whereas if you're a guy, you're in a bar, you're like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow night, she's like, oh, I got my kids, you're like, see ya. Not all guys, but much more.
Did you ever date a woman with kids?
Absolutely. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
Did you in the past, before you had kids? Okay.
It doesn't bother me, but I also am not like where you say, and we all know, like, oh my God, I think it's so great you're such a good dad. I was never like, oh, it's so great you're such a good mom. I just was like, oh, whatever.
No.
I don't really want to meet your kids.
Some girls love it. There are girls I dated that don't have kids that just love it.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm saying, like,
all gushy. I don't know.
Yeah.
The guy's
a good guy.
Yeah.
Guys who say that they get more attention when they have their kid with them.
But I've also been girls that don't have kids that wouldn't date me because I had a kid. That's
okay, sure.
By the way, later on, and I think that's an outlier, but later on sometimes they can get mad because you're like, I can't go to this thing with you.
Right.
Well, why? Because I have my kids. I can't go.
There's only one person I'm thinking of specifically.
They will always, what happens later on in a relationship is that they inevitably, if it's true that the guy is a good dad, inevitably you have to realize that you're always second.
Well,
so now at first, like, this is such a great thing, you're such a good dad, You know, I'm telling you of all the relationships I've been in, they're always like, I don't care. You just tell me that you're going to be with your kids, and it's fine. You know, we can, last minute, you can tell me, you know, hey, your ex dropped the kids off, and that's fine.
They say that.
And get a year and a half down, like right away. And when it starts, it's get a year and a half down. They're like, you know, are you telling me you can't go to this wedding with me? And I'm like, I can't. And you can feel it start after a while. But I'm telling you, that feeling starts first day with guys. Like, hey, you want to go out and get hammered tomorrow night? Like, I can't get my kids. Well, then, whatever. I'll just find someone without kids.
I'll buy that. But you're right. I guess I hadn't thought about the women with kids thing just because I've heard a million stories about guys saying I get more attention when I've got my kid with me, my baby with me, my toddler with me. But you're right. I've never been in a store and seen a woman and then seen that she had a kid and been like, bonus, you know.
Yeah, right.
No, that's never been like, oh, my God, I have to go talk to this girl. Now, look at her. She's such a good mom. That's not a thing. Yeah.
It's not. I'm just telling you.
It's not a thing. There's a different thing, but we don't have to get into it. But
it's not a thing.
That in and of itself is not a thing. Well, that's good for guys out there with kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
Yeah.
Well, your life isn't going to end. If you're a guy who has your kids 50% of the time, your life isn't going to end.
Yeah.
It's not. You're good.
But if you're a woman.
I mean, it's going to get exponentially worse.
It's not going to end.
I'm not lying, am I, Snowcone?
He's not wrong.
I can't speak to the
exponentially worse thing. I can't, but I just know for me, it's not the worst thing ever.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. Women would agree. They'd be like, nobody likes it. But they're like, I go out, and I'm like, oh, I want to meet a guy. And then, I talk to him, and they're like, oh, I got a kid. And they're like, see ya.
Yeah.
If the dude wanted kids, he'd have some.
Right. It's not hard for us.
Right.
Well, maybe that's part of it, too. You see a woman where she's got kids, and you're like, ugh. You know, I mean.
There's a lot of work.
I'm not allowed to be this kid's dad early on. That takes years, if ever.
I don't want to be a dad.
Right. And I don't want to be a dad. So now, you know, how am I supposed to behave? And if you don't have a kid, then let's just assume that you're not necessarily great with kids because you have no reason to be.
Well, you don't want to be a dad.
Right, exactly. So now you got this woman who's got a kid, and you probably feel a little uncomfortable and the whole thing. And women are probably just automatically a little bit better with kids.
That's why every movie about a guy who, you know, starts dating a woman with a kid, that guy, like, starts to be, like, a good guy and takes care of the kid. Yeah, every movie, the guy's a hero.
Yeah.
He's like, then people are like, that's not even his kid.
Right.
Right. They don't do that for women. No. Isn't that a movie about a woman who was, like, super nice to a kid?
No.
That's just not a thing.
Of course not.
The only movie about a guy with his kid, like, it was just him. It's, you know, Will Smith. Like, there's no women involved. It's like, man, they're like, that guy's a hero. He actually took care of his kid.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
I got a message from a person named C.T. Gillum.
Is this what you sent me?
K.T. Gillihan. It was sent to both of us. It's to you, though. It says, Slim, Laszlo will just drag you down. He's an addict, and it's horrendously oblivious. I think they meant obvious, but I get it.
I wondered if you meant
wait,
obvious. Yeah, I don't get it.
What is this email?
Is it?
Yeah, it was a Facebook message they sent to me and you.
Oh.
That I would drag you down.
Hmm. And that was recent?
10 minutes ago.
Oh. I was listening to this thing that you sent me. This woman's breaking up with her boyfriend or husband because he calls the damn sports radio too much. It doesn't matter to your family. They leave the phone up, the radio guys do, if it's real. And you can hear her saying in the background, it's kind of hard to hear, but she's definitely saying, I'm so done with you.
That's sad.
Yeah. Quit calling sports radio.
At least he's still got sports radio.
That's right. He's got his friends over there.
Mm-hmm. Your life's about to get worse, lady.
Yeah, that's right. Hers is going to get worse. His is going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So, good for him. Congrats.
Lucky you.
That's it, man.
That's it?
We're done.
Do you think I'm dragging you down?
No, I never said that.
Well, I'm just saying she did, so I, you know.
I don't feel that way.
You don't?
No.
But I'm an addict.
But so am I.
I mean, maybe years ago you could be like, this guy's dragging me down. But after this point.
Right.
I mean, we're just here together in the boat.
Right. I think enough time's passed. That we're together on that. Yeah, in it together, right?
Right. So I don't want to drag you down, though.
I don't feel that you're...
I feel like I've held you back from success.
No. No. I don't feel that. I don't know anyone who feels that, except maybe this person on Facebook, so I don't know who that is.
KT Gillian, good show. Stay positive, kids.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.